Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's an NFL Hall of Famer. He is a six-time Pro Bowler. He is now a member of the 95-7 The Game family. You know him. You love him. Terrell Owens joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95-7 The Game. T.O., good morning, and thank you for your time. I saw you with the sunglasses at the Bucks-Raptors game last night. How was it?
Oh, man, it was an awesome game, man. The energy there in their new arena, man. That was my first time being in Milwaukee, first time to a Bucks game there. So, man, I can't explain or put in words, you know, how electric that environment and that arena and those fans were.
T.O., how hyped up do you get for these NBA finals? I know you're a former baller. You probably still play some basketball on the side. How do you size up this NBA finals? Can either of these East teams take down our beloved Warriors?
I mean, first of all, I played the wrong sport. You know, I played football, but I should have played basketball. That's for sure. I think I would have been a superstar in the National Basketball Association. But when you talk about these two teams here in the East, they're battling it out. You think about game one that Toronto kind of let slip through their fingers. Obviously, they had a last few minutes of the fourth quarter there in game one, and Toronto ended up winning that. And then obviously, you know, both teams did what they're supposed to do, win on their home court. And I think when you talk about the playoffs, me being a fan of the game and watching throughout the course of the years, the team that usually wins on the road first, that's usually the team that's really going to come out on top, because you feel like you have a psychological type of advantage, especially when you win at home and then you go to their home court and win. So right now, game six is going to be do or die for the Milwaukee Bucks, but, you know, they're playing tough. You know, Giannis obviously is going to be a budding star. Looking at his growth and his process of where he is right now, they're doing, you know, the Toronto Raptors have done a great job of game planning on limiting you know, his touches, and when he comes into the paint, putting two or three bodies you know, to him, and he's struggling right now. But, you know, right now this is a game a series for the Raptors.
T.O., what's up, boy? It's your boy Lo Neal, man. It's always great seeing you, man, out planning charity events and doing different things. Saw you, you know, a couple months back in L.A. as well. Always look pretty in the face and slim in the waist, bro. When you think about basketball, I know you could get it in and played well, but you, Tonio Gates, another tight end, you looked at, you know, talking about Kansas City, had a Tony Gonzalez, who, because all three of you guys had that basketball, Kent State, Antonio Gates. When you watch these guys, do you think those two guys also had a chance of playing in the NBA because they really, really love basketball as well?
I'm sure it's all about the system, man. You look around the league, you think there's a number of guys that we don't necessarily see on a nightly basis. But then you see, you know, now with the playoffs, you see the emergence of different guys that, you know, don't necessarily we get to see during the course of the year. So again, you look at the Golden State Warriors. You see how their depth of their bench. You see McKinney. You see Sean Livingston, who's done an amazing job with his career. You know, after sustaining his injury there in the with the Los Angeles Clippers. You see Jared Bell coming off the bench. Their motto, strength in numbers, obviously it rings very, very well with them. But again, you think about across the league, guys that are coming off the bench, you know, really putting in time throughout the course of the year, and they become valuable. They start to put their name out there, especially guys that are at the end of their contracts or they're auditioning for other teams. This is the time that they get to do that, especially in the playoffs. So again, when you think about the Antonio Gates, myself, obviously Randy Moss are great talent of guys. Tony Gonzalez, guys that have played, you know, in college. Again, like I said, it's all about putting in that work, you know, to making, you know, their careers flourish. So, again, I don't see, you know, any reason why, you know, anybody like us, you know, that have a little bit of basketball pedigree in us couldn't make it.
Hall of Famer Terrell Owens joining Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., it's been a big year. Canton calling your name. You're going in the Hall of Fame there. And then at the same time, you're going to be inducted into the 49er Hall of Fame at some point this season. What was it like when you got that news?
It was exciting, man. Definitely an honor for a kid to come out of Alexander City, go to Division I AA school in UT Chattanooga, then be afforded the opportunity to start my career with the Niners. I had no idea that I would even, you know, really have a career beyond the collegiate level. So, you know, to have attained, obtained the things I did and achieve the accolades that I have throughout the course of my career, man, I can only say, number one, is a true, true blessing to God. And obviously, you know, my work ethic, my desire, my dedication, and my discipline kind of pushed me through throughout my years, with San Francisco. And I'm a competitive guy. Anybody that knows me, I know Lorenzo does. Anytime you get a little taste of success, everybody's not wired the same. But I got a little taste of what that was like. There was a lot of things that motivated me, that inspired me. And, you know, I wanted to be the best receiver or athlete that I could be. I knew that I played with a lot of greats on the San Francisco 49er team. You think of Jerry Rice, your Merton Hanks, your Jerry Rices, J.J. Stokes. All these guys, again, they were far greater and better than I was when I entered into the league in 96. And even with the draft class, that I came in with. So, I just wanted to be the best individual athlete that I could be. And in the process, I became T.O. and I became a household name. So I can't thank the 49er organization enough for, considering me to be one of their greats, to be put, to be honored. So I'm very, very fortunate and definitely fortunate to be blessed to have done some of the things that I did.
And we're glad to have you back, absolutely, especially here on 95.7 The Game. When you think about your 49er career and your time at the stick, what are some of the great memories that stand out of your time in red and gold?
Probably number one is my individual coaches, my receiver coaches, Larry Kirksey, my first 3 years. And then, from my year three to year eight, George Stewart, who basically transitioned from special teams coach and got the receiver coach position. Those two coaches are very, very instrumental in who I became on that football field. Became father figures to me. And then, like I said, just learning the offense, learning from everybody that was around me. And then just learning the West Coast offense, you know, being able to really excel each and every year and trying to perfect that craft of becoming the receiver that I did. Everybody said that I had the talent to probably become the next Jerry Rice. Again, it's hard to be the next Jerry Rice. I tried to do whatever I could and take whatever I could from him, watching him from an optics standpoint. Just watching and listening to Steve Young talk to different coaches and when he was talking to other guys on the football field, I used that as a teaching and coaching moment for myself. So I was sort of like a sponge in a sense to be able to grasp any knowledge that I could about, you know, playing the receiver position. And so, you know, the West Coast offense is predicated on time and precision. You saw it through the course of the years before I got there with John Taylor, Brent Jones, Jerry Rice taking the short routes, running the slants, the posts, things of that nature. I wasn't a great route runner when I got to San Francisco. So being able to run drive routes, reading man and zone, all those type of things, taking it to the house, that's what I wanted to be able to really excel and flourish with, you know, from year one to year eight when I left the 49ers. So I think I did a great job of that, knowing that I couldn't be Jerry Rice, but I know that when he left, there were some shoes to be filled. And if, you know, there was an opportunity for me to do that, and I took full advantage of it.
T.O., no question, and arguably one of the greatest receivers that ever played a game. What drove you to be great? Do you think you would have had the success that you had if you didn't come to the Niners to be, like you keep mentioning Jerry Rice? Do you think you would have had the success you had if you didn't come here? And how much was it because of the fact you were with Young and Jerry to teach you some of those rates that you're talking about, how to be a pro?
Well, man, I just had a strong dissatisfaction of being average. You know what I mean? I didn't want to be average.
Sure.
The 49ers drafted me, based on my potential, based on, you know, my length, my physical attributes. I wanted to be able to expound upon those things. Again, like I said, I didn't know, like I said, I didn't think anything beyond the collegiate level. So, you know, to be drafted, you know, I had no knowledge of what all that entailed. So I figured if I got drafted, then I was going to be on the team for a long period of time until I got a rude awakening. When you're there and you have a number of guys in camps and camp, and then those numbers start dwindling down, you know, toward cut time and toward the beginning of the season. So I just tried to take full advantage of every opportunity that was given to me, man. And like I said, those two coaches that I mentioned, Larry Kirksey, George Stewart, trust me, those guys were very instrumental in what the fans and people across the world got to see on a game day basis. Those are the guys that basically stood by me. They encouraged me. When you talk about, you know, encouraging guys and inspiring and in teaching, again, like I said, I didn't have that in a father figure when I grew up. I really adapted to, you know, what they were to me. They weren't just coaches. They were friends. Again, like I said, they were teachers. They enabled me to do a lot of the things that people got to see when I got on the football field. They helped really groom me to the receiver that I was. And so once I got a taste of what that was like, and I had to learn all the nuances of what a number one receiver was to be, following the footsteps and watching Jerry Rice be a professional, understanding what being a number one receiver in the offense meant. It wasn't just catching the ball. It was leading. It was blocking on the backside. It was doing all the little intangible things that sometimes go overlooked. So that was the best thing about, you know, my maturation process and really me becoming the receiver that I did and the Hall of Famer that I am today.
NFL Hall of Famer, six-time Pro Bowler, former San Francisco 49er, now a member of the 95.7 The Game family. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Terrell Owens joining Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Welcome aboard. We look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Absolutely. I'm here, man. Let's get it.
T.O., ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be an NFL contributor for us here at 95.7 The Game. Be on every week during the NFL season. Welcome to the family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.